Track 20, Section 8, Your Medicare Rights and Protections, pages 97 to 102. What are my Medicare rights? All people with Medicare have certain rights and protections. You have the right to be treated with courtesy, dignity, and respect at all times. Be protected from unlawful discrimination. Have your personal and health information kept private. Get information or healthcare services in a way or language you understand from Medicare, healthcare providers, and, under certain circumstances, contractors. Learn about your treatment choices in clear language you can understand, and participate in treatment decisions. Get your Medicare information in an accessible format, like Braille or large print. Go to Accessible Communications on page 124. Note, if you need plan information in a language other than English or in an accessible format, contact your plan. Get answers to your Medicare questions. Have access to doctors, specialists, and hospitals for medically necessary services. Get Medicare-covered services in an emergency. Get a decision about healthcare payment, coverage of items and services, or drug coverage. When you or your provider files a claim, you'll get a notice letting you know what will and won't be covered. This notice comes from one of these. Medicare. Your Medicare Advantage Plan, Part C, or other Medicare Health Plan. Your Medicare Drug Plan. If you disagree with the decision on your claim, you have the right to file an appeal. You can ask for a review, appeal, of certain decisions about healthcare payment, coverage of items and services, or drug coverage. If you have concerns about the quality of care and other services you get from a Medicare provider, you can file a complaint, sometimes called a grievance. Get help from End-Stage Renal Disease, ESRD, networks and state survey agencies if you have complaints, grievances, about your dialysis or kidney transplant care. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. To learn more about filing a complaint, TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. What are my rights if my plan stops participating in Medicare? Medicare health and drug plans can decide not to participate in Medicare for the coming year. In these cases, your coverage under the plan will end after December 31st. Your plan will send you a letter explaining your options. If this happens, you can choose another plan from October 15th to December 7th. Your coverage will begin January 1st. You also have a special right under federal law to join another Medicare health plan until the last day in February. You may have the right under federal law to buy certain Medigap policies within 63 days after your plan coverage ends. Depending on your state, you may also have the right to buy a Medigap policy if your plan decides not to participate in Medicare for the coming year. What's an appeal? An appeal is the action you can take if you disagree with a coverage or payment decision by Medicare or your Medicare plan. For example, you can appeal if Medicare or your plan denies a request for a healthcare service, supply, item, or drug you think Medicare should cover. A request for payment of a healthcare service, supply, item, or drug you already got. A request to change the amount you must pay for a healthcare service, supply, item, or drug. You can also appeal if Medicare or your plan stops providing or paying for all or part of a healthcare service, supply, item, or drug you think you still need. An at-risk determination made under a drug management program that limits access to coverage for frequently abused drugs, like opioids and benzodiazepines. Go to page 86. If your claim is denied because of an open accident record, and the claim isn't related to the accident. Important. If you have original Medicare and you're in the hospital and the hospital changes your status from inpatient to outpatient getting observation services, page 28, or a hospital changed your status in the past, you might be able to appeal. Visit medicare.gov/status change to learn more. You must meet certain requirements to appeal. If you decide to file an appeal, you can ask your doctor, supplier, or other healthcare provider for any information to make your appeal stronger. Keep a copy of everything related to your appeal, including what you send to Medicare or your plan. How do I file an appeal? How you file an appeal depends on the type of Medicare coverage you have. If you have original Medicare, get the Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, that shows the item or service you're appealing. Go to page 58 for more information about MSNs. Circle the items on the MSN you disagree with. Write an explanation of why you disagree with the decision. You can write on the MSN or on a separate piece of paper and attach it to the MSN. Include your name, phone number, and Medicare number on the MSN. Keep a copy for your records. Send the MSN, or a copy, to the company that handles bills for Medicare, Medicare Administrative Contractor, listed on the MSN. You can include any information you have about your appeal, like information from your healthcare provider. Or, you can use Form CMS-20027. To get this form, visit medicare.gov/basics/forms-publications-mailings/form/appeals, or call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227, to have a copy mailed to you. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. You must file your appeal by the date in the MSN. If you missed the deadline for appealing, you may still file an appeal and get a decision if you can show good cause for missing the deadline. For example, if you have a disability, illness, or accident that delayed you from sending it by the deadline. You'll generally get a decision from the Medicare Administrative Contractor within 60 days after they get your request. If Medicare will cover the items or services, it will be listed on your next MSN. You may have the right to a fast appeal if you think your Medicare services from a hospital or other facility are ending too soon. Page 100. If you're in a Medicare Advantage or other Medicare health plan, the time frame for filing an appeal may be different than original Medicare. In some cases, you can file a fast appeal. To learn more, look at the materials your plan sends you, call your plan, or visit medicare.gov/providers-services/claims-appeals-complaints/appeals/medicare-health-plans. If you have a separate Medicare drug plan, even before you buy a certain drug, you have the right to get a written explanation for drug coverage decisions, called a coverage determination, from your Medicare drug plan. A coverage determination is the first decision your Medicare drug plan, not the pharmacy, makes about your benefits. This can be a decision about if the plan covers your drug, if you met the plan's requirements to cover the drug, or how much you pay for the drug. You'll also get a coverage determination decision if you ask your plan to make an exception to its rules to cover your drug. Ask for an exception if you or your prescriber, your doctor or other healthcare provider who's legally allowed to write prescriptions, believe you need a drug that isn't on your plan's list of covered drugs. Formulary. Ask for an exception if you or your prescriber believe that your plan should waive a coverage rule, like prior authorization. Ask for an exception if you think you should pay less for a higher-tier drug because you or your prescriber believe you can't take any of the lower-tier drugs for the same condition. For more information, visit medicare.gov/providers-services/claims-appeals-complaints/appeals/drug-plans. How do I ask for a coverage determination or exception? You or your prescriber must contact your plan to ask for a coverage determination or an exception. If your network pharmacy can't fill a prescription, the pharmacist will give you a notice that explains how to contact your Medicare drug plan so you can make your request. If the pharmacist doesn't give you this notice, ask for a copy. If you're asking for a prescription you haven't gotten yet, you or your prescriber may make a standard request or an expedited, fast, request by phone or in writing. If you're asking to get paid back for prescription drugs you already bought, your plan can require you or your prescriber to make the standard request in writing. You or your prescriber can call or write your plan for an expedited request. Your request will be expedited if you haven't gotten the prescription and your plan determines, or your prescriber tells your plan, that your life or health may be at risk by waiting. Important: if you're requesting an exception, your prescriber must provide a statement explaining the medical reason why your plan should approve the exception. How can I get help filing an appeal? You can appoint a representative. They can be a family member, friend, advocate, attorney, financial advisor, doctor, or someone else to act on your behalf. For more information, visit medicare.gov/providers-services/claims-appeals-complaints/appeals. You can also get help filing an appeal from your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Go to pages 114 to 117 for the phone number of your local SHIP. What are my rights if I think my services are ending too soon? If you're getting Medicare services from a hospital, skilled nursing facility, home health agency, comprehensive outpatient rehabilitation facility, or hospice, and you think your Medicare-covered services are ending too soon, or you're being discharged too soon, you can ask for a fast appeal, also known as an immediate appeal or an expedited appeal. Your provider will give you a notice before your services end telling you how to ask for a fast appeal. Read this notice carefully. If you don't get this notice, ask for it. With a fast appeal, an independent reviewer called a beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement organization, BFCCQIO, will decide if your covered services should continue. You can contact your BFCCQIO for help with filing an appeal. Page 112. Generally, a fast appeal only covers the decision to end services or discharge you from the hospital. You may need to start a claim appeal if you get items or services you may have gotten after the decision to end services. Visit medicare.gov/appeals or medicare.gov/publications to review the booklet, Medicare Appeals. There are some exceptions. Details in blue box below. Important: if you have original Medicare, as of February 14, 2025, you have the right to ask for a fast appeal while you're still in the hospital if you were admitted to the hospital as an inpatient and the hospital changed your status to outpatient getting observation services. For more information, visit medicare.gov/providers-services/claims-appeals-complaints-appeals/fast-appeals. What's an Advance Beneficiary Notice of Non-Coverage, ABN? If you have original Medicare, your doctor, other healthcare provider, or supplier may give you a written notice if they think Medicare won't pay for the items or services you will get. This notice is called an Advance Beneficiary Notice of Non-Coverage, or ABN. The ABN lists the items or services that your provider expects Medicare won't pay for, along with an estimate of the costs for the items and services and the reasons why Medicare may not pay. What happens if I get this notice? You'll be asked to choose whether to get the items or services listed on the notice. If you choose to get the items or services listed on the notice, you're agreeing to pay if Medicare doesn't. You'll be asked to sign the notice to say that you've read and understood it. Doctors, other healthcare providers, and suppliers don't have to, but still may, give you a notice for services that Medicare never covers. Go to page 55. An ABN isn't an official denial of coverage by Medicare. If Medicare denies payment, you can still file an appeal once you get the Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, showing the item or service in question. However, you'll have to pay for the items or services if Medicare decides that the items or services aren't covered, and no other insurer is responsible for payment. Can I get a notice like this for other reasons? You may get a skilled nursing facility ABN when the facility believes Medicare will no longer cover your stay or other items and services. What if I didn't get this notice? If your provider was required to give you this notice but didn't, in most cases, your provider must give you a refund for what you paid for the item or service. Where can I get more information? Visit medicare.gov/basics/your-medicare-rights/your-protections to learn more about the different types of ABNs and what to do if you get one. Note: if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you have the right to ask the plan in advance if it covers a certain service, drug, or supply. Contact your plan to ask for and submit a pre-service request for an organization determination. If the plan denies your request, their response will include instructions to file a timely appeal. You also may get plan-directed care. This is when a plan provider refers you for a service or to a provider outside the network without getting an organization determination in advance. Page 66. Your right to access your personal health information. By law, you or your legal representative generally have the right to review and/or get copies of your personal health information from healthcare providers who treat you and bill Medicare for your care. If you want Medicare to give your personal information to someone else, like a caregiver, go to the blue box on page 107 to learn more about completing an authorization to disclose personal health information form. You also generally have a right to get this information from health plans that pay for your care, including Medicare. These types of personal health information include claims and billing records, records related to your enrollment in health plans, including Medicare, medical and case management records, other records that doctors or health plans use to make decisions about you. Generally, you can get your information on paper or electronically. If your providers or plans store your information electronically, they generally must give you electronic copies if you ask for them. You have the right to get your information in a timely manner, but it may take up to 30 days to get a response. If your information is electronic, you also may ask to have it sent to a third party of your choosing, like a healthcare provider who treats you, a family member, or a researcher. You may have to fill out a form to ask for copies of your information and pay a fee. This fee typically can't be more than the total cost of labor for copying the information requested, supplies for creating the copy, postage, if you ask your healthcare provider to mail you a copy. In most cases, you won't be charged for reviewing, searching, downloading, or sending your information through an electronic portal. For more information, visit hhs.gov/hipaa/4-individuals/guidance-materials-4-consumers.